أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله. واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا. ولبثوا في كهفهم 300 سنين وازدادوا 9. قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا. صدق الله العظيم. With regards to the Mahdi, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that there will be a period in time when the Ummah will lose a leader, and now the pious and the senior amongst the Ummah will be searching for a leader, and when he realizes that he is a possible candidate, he will flee and he will come away to Makkah Mukarramah, not wanting to become the leader. And here perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also showed us a very beautiful and wonderful quality of not wanting status, not wanting fame, not wanting rank. One sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a certain position. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we do not give positions to those who seek after those positions. It is an amanat, it is a trust, and one will be able to, one should know how to deal with this amanat and trust. Coming back to Surah Al-Kahf, after discussing the number of people that were in the cave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Coming back to the very first lesson that we had been discussing in Surah Kahf was the reason for the revelation. There we discussed that these people from Makkah, the delegation went to the Ahli Kitab, to the Yahud of Medina, to find out some signs of the Nubuwwat and the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they said that you should ask about the people of the cave, about Zulqarnain and about the Ruh. On that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will inform you, having firm conviction of course that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reveal this realities to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that point in time, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had forgotten to say insha'Allah. Now to say insha'Allah is not faraz or is not wajib, the ulama wrote it is mustahab, but Nabi alaihi salatu wasallam forgetting it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not send down any wahi for a period of 15 days. 15 days Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to deal with the mockery and the kuffar ridiculing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the surah. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now addresses Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and do not say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regards to any matter, inni fa'ilun dhalika ghada, that I am going to do it tomorrow or any time in the future, but that you say insha'Allah. In other words, you attribute it to the will and the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this beautiful way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But also, insan is insan. Man may forget sometimes to say insha'Allah. Man may forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتْ. When you forget, then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if perchance somebody had said, I'm going to do something tomorrow, and he forgot to say insha'Allah at that point in time, at a later point, if he remembers, then he should say insha'Allah, or at least take Allah's name. And in the general sense, if we had forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, like we find in the adab of eating, before eating we forgot to say bismillahi wa ala barakatillah, then it is taught to us bismillahi awwaluhu wa akhirah. So like that, we learn to take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name immediately when we remember the name of Allah. وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. And say that perhaps my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show me, that is to make me understand, a nearer way of goodness than that. In other words, when I forget, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will immediately teach me, and I will be able to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After speaking about that aspect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now concludes the discussion of the Ashabi Kahf. وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَزْدَادُوا تِسْعَى. And they stayed in their cave for a period of 300 years and they increased 9 years. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given two figures effectively, 300 years and 309 years. And why and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had derived and come to this conclusion, very simple is this, that here a query had come from the Yahud and the Nasara, from the Ahle Kitab. The Ahle Kitab usually would follow the Gregorian calendar, the solar calendar that is calculated by the sun. And in Islam, we normally would calculate by the lunar year. So if one calculates it by the solar year, by the Gregorian year, or what we will call the secular or the English year, then it is 300 years. And for each 100 years is 3 years more as far as the lunar year is concerned. So add, multiply that by 3 and you'll get 309. So conclusively, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfies both the sexual affections, both the Ahle Kitab and also the Muslims. So there will be absolutely no need to argue with regards to the specifics about the amount of years. Thereafter Allah says, قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best the number of years they had stayed. After answering the question, after being so categoric, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us another lesson, that this knowledge was known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is obvious that the people who lived at the time when the Ashabi Kahf had gone to the cave, they would have never known how many years these people would be sleeping. Those that lived at the time when they had gotten up, they had not known when they had gone to the cave. So this knowledge was only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here very, very firmly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms the nubuwat of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is categoric and it has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one at the time when the Ashabi Kahf went to the cave, and no one when at the time when they had gotten up from the sleep had known the actual time but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Lahu ghaibu samawati wal ard, for Allah is the unseen of the skies and the earth. Whatever is hidden from the eyes of man, whatever is hidden from the eyes of microscopes and telescopes, all that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abasir bihi wa asmiya, and how amazingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beholds, and how amazingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears. There is no one that has the capacity to see, to behold like Allah. There is no one that has the capacity to see like Allah, to hear like Allah, to observe like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma lahum min dunihi min wali, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no guardian for them. In other words, for the whole of mankind, we only have one and real and true guardian, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala yushriku fi hukmihi ahada, and none can associate, none can partner in his command, in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, no one can share the command of Allah, no one can share the kingdom with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will reign. And in this manner, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concludes the discussion of the Ashabi Kahf. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.